because they're showing just an exquisite spiral dance together. And the hummingbird is about your staying in a really clear inner space and radiating a clear energy field, which influences how you're talking with yourself on the inside, what you're thinking about on the inside, those interior conversations, as well as how you share with those around you, or those you meet, or those you speak with, or those you write to. This is a very steady, grounded place in you, and in your use of language, in your capacity to use words as medicine. Your personal inner situation here is being shown by the hummingbird. This clarity, that there's a safety here. You're safe with yourself. You are safe as you move about in your exchange of language. You create a field of safety and clarity on the inside first, free of judgment, free of denigration, free of any concepts of superiority. The better than and the less than are all inaccurate. Any place in the hierarchy is inaccurate. So here's a really clear field within the self. And the hummingbird is in relationship with the sandhill crane, who show us about our relational world. So then once we have this inner balance, where words as medicine are something we're living in, deeply rooted in on the inside, then how we bring ourselves to any relationship is a sharing of that, a showing of that, an expression of that. What's being created here with any human being who finds their way to redevelop the use of language and words as medicine, to reclaim this natural aspect of our existence as humans, we create a very cohesive togetherness. The sandhill crane show us about our relationships by how they exist as a flock, and they migrate together. And there's a certain structure to their relationships, certain parts of their flight. They're in a V in the sky. And everyone in that V matters. They're vital. They bring something to the whole of the group. They're contributing their individual gifts. And that V structure is flexible. It's fluid. It changes. And the sandhill crane have an exquisite language. So they're communicating with each other through the movement of the flight. So there's collaboration. This is communication that is about collaborating, that sharing from really different points of view. There might be all sorts of possibilities of exactly where that flock can go, and somehow they find their way together. That's the key. It's their togetherness that supports the well-being of the individuals and the whole of the group. So you can take this to a very personal level in your personal circle, who you live with, family, your close-in people. And as well, and we keep broadening that circle, is how can we be in this togetherness on this planet among diverse human cultures, extremely unique ways of being, all kinds of ways of living and creating life and communicating. And how do we have a togetherness among humans? And there's an essential part of words as medicine that nurtures that. And then we are humans in relationship with this entire earth. and all the other beings on this planet. How do we find that and create that? And using our words as medicine has something to do with creating a very cohesive, integrated togetherness. It's a beautiful dance.